State Senator Pat Gallivan is joining us live this morning. It's a big week in Albany as the state legislature is back to work. Pat, how do you see things playing out this week, especially on the governor's executive powers?
Well, a very interesting question. I've seen media reports that we'll be presented with legislation to vote to remove the governor's extraordinary powers that he has during this pandemic. But despite the reports, we haven't seen anything yet. There is a pending piece of legislation from one of the members of the majority that essentially restores everything back to the way that it was as far as the executive law is, as far as granting the governor's powers. There's been talk of the majority putting forward a piece of legislation that would put together a commission to review all the orders that the governor has put out, and we haven't seen any of that yet. So there's been a lot of discussion, both Democrats and Republicans, but we still don't have an agenda of something to vote on yet.
You know, that seems to be the most widely reported option, this idea of a commission that would review some of the emergency directives, but maybe it's the cynic in me. You hear commission, going to be established, that it would take time to review. And I'm looking at this thinking, well, that commission, when is it going to take effect? Maybe April 30th at the time when these powers are set to expire already. Is that something that you're kind of concerned about, looking at what you do and don't know about any of these proposals?
Well, I think you're right. I think you have every right to be cynical and concerned when you hear the word commission, given the history, the recent history of commissions that we've seen in New York State. Our form of government was set up by the Constitution to have checks and balances between the various branches. And in my view, that is something that, while you can't be completely nimble and make those decisions in an emergency within an hour or two, you certainly can be nimble enough to get things done on a daily or weekly basis. And the structure is set up with various legislative committees, different subject matters. Health is one, aging is another, environmental conservation, for instance. It would be a little bit more work for those various committees to review the different pieces of legislation, to review the different things being put forward for the legislature to vote on, but a structure is already in place. And what we don't need is the legislature doing things in a partisan manner where a commission solely consisting of majority members is making decisions. If that's the case, we're really no better off than the governor or the executive making all of the decisions. You need discussion back and forth. We have a form of government the Constitution provides for. That, in my view, is what we should be going back to.
Obviously, we're following this federal investigation into Governor Cuomo. Will there be state hearings into this nursing home crisis?
We've had some hearings already where the health commissioner has testified. As has been widely reported, all of the questions that the legislature have put forward had not been answered during the particular hearings. We have another budget hearing in the area of health, where the health commissioner is scheduled to testify this upcoming Thursday. No doubt nursing homes will come forward. But what we know is that the executive office, they just did not tell the truth, or they delayed the truth, one or the other. And it's just simply not acceptable. Government shouldn't be transparent. You can't not hide. You shouldn't be hiding things because you're afraid of what the federal government is going to say, or you're afraid of the Justice Department. The truth is the truth. The same answer should have been told to the Justice Department last summer as it should have been told to the legislature. So we've seen reports of federal investigations taking place into this particular issue. I think it is appropriate that an investigation is done in the search for the truth. And I also think it's appropriate for the legislature to conduct hearings specific to nursing homes and specific to what is being reported. The truth is what should be told, and that's what our efforts should be working towards, getting the truth out. And once that truth is out, you have information that then can allow you to make the appropriate public policy decisions. And if somebody violated the law, then they have to be held accountable for it.
What do you think when you see what has gone on in the last week and what has come to light. Do you think it amounts to criminal activity, what happened with the moving around of these numbers, or is it something else? It is really a gray area, I think, in a lot of people's minds as to how the numbers were reported, how they had to be reported, and what exactly was said regarding, making these figures public. The Cuomo administration will continue to say that they did report the total number of deaths. Of course, everyone else would say it matters how you did it.
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's a perfect illustration of the problems associated with the executive controlling everything and the lack of checks and balances that were intended by our Constitution. It allows something like this to happen when you don't have the checks and balances. And no pun intended, that is criminal in and of itself. Criminal in the sense not of getting arrested, but just it is a complete disservice to the citizens of the state. As far as the specific actions, whether any actual criminality took place or not, I don't know the answer to that. It would go back to the intent. We still don't know. We don't know if we know the complete truth. What was said? When was it said? What was the intent behind it? And things of that nature. And that's something that an investigation on a federal level, on a state level, where you have on the state level, where if the legislature was conducting it, where you would have hearings and you would have things out in the open to determine exactly what the set of facts are. We just simply don't know right now. So I think it's possible that it is criminal, but we don't know that. Some have talked about charges like official misconduct. I don't know if it's appropriate. Filing a false instrument, I don't know if that's appropriate, simply because we don't know what all of the facts are at this point in time. But that's the intent of an investigation, to find out what the facts are, to determine what took place, to determine whether there was criminality, to determine if somebody crossed the line, at least as it relates to a moral and ethical responsibility to the citizens of the state, and then ultimately to fix accountability and help to ensure the best public policy we can put forward on behalf of the citizens of the state.
We're speaking with State Senator Pat Gallivan. Do you know if the governor has made a request to extend his emergency powers past April 30th?
I'm not aware of that. I did not see it in his budget documents that he put forward this year, whether it was the original budget that was put forward or the 30-day amendment. So I'm not aware that the governor has put that forward at all.
Senator, nursing home reform bills are coming before the Senate today. What kind of reform are you voting on?
Well, I don't have the list of bills in front of me, but the concern is, so not only was there a concern with the governor's office and their reporting of nursing home deaths, whether they did it accurately or not, or whether they covered things up or not. If we go back to the Attorney General's report from a couple weeks ago raised a number of concerns about nursing homes. Certainly there are some very good operators of nursing homes, but there, like anything, there are some that do not do things in a proper manner. And the concern was raised about staffing, among other things, having the right equipment, the right training, whether nursing homes were properly reporting, and things of that nature. So I think the concern that people raised is much like things that we've heard from the governor's office is the transparency. Is there proper oversight of nursing homes, and do we have enough data from nursing homes to be able to properly regulate them? So when I mean transparency, that would be reporting out on certain types of things. And it could be something as simple as the amount of training that the staff has, the amount of PPE that they have in stock, the amount of profit that they make. And that makes some people uncomfortable, myself included, but there are those that think that if they're reporting out on their expenditures, that helps to ensure that the expenditures are spent properly, taking care of people, among other things. So We see a number of different bills dealing with transparency and reporting. We see some other pieces of legislation dealing with staffing. We'll be in Albany for the week this week, and I still have yet to see all the things that we'll be voting on. But I do know nursing homes will be among the issues that we'll be taking up this week. And it likely will not be in its entirety. This is something that we'll be talking about as time goes on. There's no way that we'll be able to deal with this in a day or in a week when there are so many issues that are relating to nursing homes.
I'm just wondering if one of those bills might cover nursing home residents who die in hospitals, if they would be counted as nursing home deaths.
Well, I haven't seen legislation to that effect yet, if it'll be that specific. I think what's more important is that we know that that exists, and that is actually one of the issues directly at hand, whether things were reported properly. Now, I don't know exactly whether it should be reported in column A, B, C, or D, but we should be aware of it, and it shouldn't be hidden. I mean, we should know that if there's a category that's like that, we should know what that number is, and then we should be able to trace things back to identify where was the particular problem. Was it in the nursing home? And if it was, what actions can we take as a matter of public policy that could have helped prevent those things? But we need the data. And as far as the actual law itself goes, I think we have to guard against the danger of the nitpicky things, of being too much hands-on and requiring too much information that isn't necessarily necessary to affect good public policy. So I don't know all of the things that will be put forward as it relates to data, but data is certainly something that we'll be considering.
Pat, thanks so much for the time. That's State Senator Pat Gallivan joining us live this morning.